We love to talk about the biblical concept of honor because honor transforms a family and it changes people.
It changes children's hearts. It helps them to think about others. It deals with selfishness. But it helps every family member to contribute to relationships. When families grab hold of this, it really delights them as a family.
Parents often emphasize obedience to get things done. Trying to get things done around the house, keep the house clean, get tasks accomplished. Obedience becomes a primary quality that all children need to learn.
But I think sometimes we forget that children are to learn to obey and honor. Obedience might be more clear-cut. We know how to teach that, but we need to take some time and emphasize this idea of honor. Ask ourselves, what is honor? And then how can we teach it to our children? Why is it so important to God? What are we going to do with the concept of honor?
The Bible uses the term honor 9 different commands. 9 commands use the term honor. That means this is important to God. Honor widows, honor marriage, honor pastors, honor governmental leaders. He just goes on and on. But one of the requirements is for children to honor their parents. And so children are told to honor their parents 8 times in the Bible. It's a very important relational skill. Obedience gets the job done, but honor deals with how the job gets done.
It's interesting to look at all those passages in the scriptures to see, well, this is a way of relating. It must be very important to God. It's how God wants us to relate to one another. It's certainly how he relates to us. So we want to understand, what is honor? How do we teach it? What can we do with our children so they grab hold of this concept of honor?
We say that honor means treating people as special, doing more than what's expected, and having a good attitude. The idea is that honor gets children thinking about others, not just thinking about themselves. What it does now is it transfers responsibility to the child. This is a very important concept that we use in a heart-based approach to parenting all throughout, in the instruction routine, in correcting, and so on. We're transferring responsibility to the child. In this case, it transfers responsibility to the child to initiate in family life. So children are initiating now to do more than what's expected or to look for things that need to be done and do them.
It will also help them in relationships, thinking, what does that other person need? What's going to delight the other person? Honor teaches us to think of others, not just ourselves.
You can use both obedience and honor to accomplish things around the house. Let's say that your 15-year-old daughter has left the bathroom messy. You can use obedience to solve that problem by sending her back in and telling her to clean it up. That's obedience. Or you might want to use honor by saying, I'd like you to go in the bathroom and do an honor check. Honor transfers responsibility to the child. The child now has to go in and look and see what needs to be done here. The interesting thing that happens many times is children not only when they're doing an honor check, they're not just cleaning off the bathroom counter, but they're actually putting the toilet paper on the roller or flushing the toilet. Those are valuable things too. So obedience gets the job done, but honor goes further than that in a child's life.
Honor teaches children to think differently. It's a heart response. It's thinking about the benefit to other people, whether it be in doing chores more completely, making observations about messes around the house and just cleaning them up, taking initiative in that way, or taking initiative in relationship, making sure that others are feeling good about what's going on. Honor teaches children to think of others. It's a response that comes from their heart, valuing people, not just themselves, but the value of other people becomes significant.
Children are learning honor. It's not just a family thing. Once we teach children honor, it's something they'll use at school. When children are doing their homework, they're thinking of doing more than what's expected. It's the child who does more than what's expected whose grade gets better. Instead of a C, now it's going to be a B because the child's done more than what's expected. The difference between a B student and an A student is often honor, doing a little bit extra.
This idea of treating people as special, doing more than what's expected, and having a good attitude is really the definition of good customer service. We like to be around people who know how to honor one another. And we see that benefits in friendships. It benefits those in business, at school. It benefits anyone who's thinking that way. They become a real treasure to have around.
We like to say this. When it comes to living life, if you want your children to fly straight, then you teach them obedience. But if you want them to fly high, you teach them about honor.